The words physical and material are often blurred in our everyday vocabulary. However, I am specifically distinguishing between the two. By material, I mean the diametric opposite of spiritual. That is to say, material is that experience of the body, and spiritual is that experience of the soul. So a material desire is a bodily desire. A spiritual desire is the soul's desire. This is illustrated by the following shocking fact. What I'm about to tell you is so shocking, I hope you're sitting down to hear it. There are actually people out there, you may even know some of them, who cannot tell the difference between a $50 bottle of wine and a $5 bottle of wine. Yes, yes, I know. I know it's shocking. Now, what is the difference? What's the difference between those two types of people? In other words, what does it take to become a connoisseur, to become the type of person who can tell the difference between a $50 bottle of wine and a $5 bottle of wine? Well, first of all, you have to learn. It takes a little education, experience. What makes wines different? But that education, experience, the cultivation of one's taste buds and one's eating experience, the culinary arts, is not enough, is it? Because even after somebody has learned to distinguish between two types of wine, that same person, that cuisine expert, that culinary expert, that gourmet can still do what? Still take a $50 bottle of wine or a $500 bottle of wine and guzzle it down. And when the person guzzles a glass of wine, it's not called savoring it. It takes savoring to also to enjoy and appreciate the difference between two bottles of wine. It's not enough to know. It takes slowing down and savoring it. What the French call being a gourmet as opposed to being a gourmand. When one's guzzling a glass of wine or any physical experience for that matter, who's enjoying it? What part of the self is enjoying that? That's what we call the body. The body's enjoying it. It's a material pleasure, a material experience. For the soul to enjoy it, for it to be a spiritual experience, it requires focusing. It requires appreciating the aesthetics of the experience. And this is true, this distinction is true throughout all of our physical experiences. Any given physical experience can be either enjoyed materially or spiritually, whether it be food or music, or enjoying a beautiful sunset. The truth is, sunsets, it's almost harder to enjoy them only materially. It's so easy for the soul to appreciate the aesthetics. But imagine walking down the street, taking a breath of fresh air, enjoying the walk. It's so easy for the body to get into that, for the body to feel refreshed, invigorated. But it could only be the body. It may be just the body enjoying it. How is it that the soul can enjoy it? It requires me to taste the air, really appreciate how the air tastes, how the coolness of the air, the warmness of the air, the smell of the air, the feeling of the air on my skin, as well as the other things I might experience in the world as I walk down the street. It can be either materialistic or it can be spiritual, that physical experience. So we have this distinction of body and soul, these two levels within any physical experience. But there's also a third level one can experience the physical world, from bodily to spiritually to transcendentally. The transcendental experience in the physical world is defined by appreciating and connecting with your mind that experience to its infinite source. When I take a bite of that apple and I savor it, I'm having a spiritual experience. And when I also am aware of and appreciating how this apple is literally a gift to me and comes to me from an infinite source, then that experience becomes transcendental as well. To flush this out just a little bit more, the transcendental experience is not merely being aware of the history of the apple. You know, the apple comes from a tree, and the tree comes from water and sunshine. The sunshine comes from events that happen in the cosmos over millions and billions of years, and ultimately the cosmos comes from a Big Bang. The Big Bang comes from an infinite source. That's true. That may be very true, but it's more than that, because the infinite source of our experiences being infinite is not just back there in history billions of years ago. It is outside of time altogether. It is timeless. And therefore, Judaism teaches us that this infinite source is not simply a historical creator, but is a present creator as well, making this possible for me to have this right now. Not only making the apple exist right now, but giving me right now the wherewithal to enjoy the apple. That my body works, that my taste buds work, that I've got brain cells that can process the information, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is part of the aesthetic experience of eating the apple. And by appreciating all of that and where it all comes from, the infinite source of all of that, the full experience can become transcendental. And since we live in a physical world, in physical bodies, it should be possible, therefore, to have this transcendental experience all the time throughout the day. The only problem is, of course, how is that possible? I mean, I got a life to live. I got business to do. It's too hard. Recognizing this, Jewish tradition has given us this wonderful tool called the bracha. A bracha being an opportunity to take one moment of my day, one moment of experience, slow down, focus, appreciate, savor, turn material into spiritual, and ultimately into transcendental.